Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. The pasuk that we quoted in Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis, where the Torah speaks about being koine metaltlin, two people doing business, and Ruvain sold Shimon chafetzim, not karka but metaltlin. V'chisimkru mimka l'amisecho, koine miyad amisecho. The Torah then adds a lav al toinu ishes ochiv. By metaltlin, the Torah says that a person can't be ma'ana the other party. What does it mean to be ma'ana? Ma'ana means to fool him as to the price. It means somebody sells somebody else, and the other person, the buyer, the seller, doesn't make a difference. The fooling, the dishonesty could be either way, where the price was misrepresented. That means the chefetz is exactly the chefetz that he wants. It's not a mekach tois. Mekach tois would mean that Reuven sold Shimon a car. The car looked like a good car, looked like it had a good motor, transmission, v'chule. It's worth $20,000, and in reality, everything inside the car is going. A week later, the car is dead. That car is a misrepresentation. He never bought that car. The fellow who bought the car bought a car that's in good shape. He didn't buy a car that's falling apart. So there the sale is null and void. You don't need a pasuk for that. There's no das between the two parties on that car, so there's no sale. However, what happens where the chefetz is exactly the chefetz that he wanted to sell and he wanted to buy, but the price was misrepresented. So there we don't say the mekach is bottle without further ado. We say there's a gzeres hakosuv that protects the wrong party, and it's called a lav of oino. The lav of oino is a lav on fooling somebody, taking this type of advantage. Now, what's called a discrepancy of price? Is a penny off, a dollar off? Is it called mamish ripping him off? Chazal give a benchmark of a shtus. Shtus, miloshen sheish, a sixth. A sixth of the value already means that the discrepancy between the price, the real price, and the price that was charged is not tzimzach. It's not accurate. Less than a sixth is within reason that it's called just a minor variation. More expensive, less expensive. There's always people that buy more, buy for less. Stores that are more pricey, stores that are less pricey. Always you have that. A sixth is already a disconnect between the real price and not the price. The halacha is that the wrong party has a right to be choyzer within certain conditions that we're going to see in the Mishnayos. He has a right to be choyzer, and he has a right to give back the money and take back the chefetz. Or conversely, he has a right to take back the chefetz and give back the money. Either way. Depends who the wrong party could be, the customer, or it could be the seller. If the price discrepancy is more than a sixth, so we add another point based on sugis over here and sugis and Bava Basra. What we then say is that Lamashal, Reuven sold a chefetz that's worth $10. He sold it for $15. So there's a 50% price discrepancy. That's certainly above a shtus, more than a sixth. So then we say Shimon can't get back, demand back the extra $5 that was charged. Because the discrepancy between the real price and the price that was charged is so great that then it's called they never sold it for that type of price. So if it's exactly a sixth, he could ask back for his money, but the mekach is a memka. So the customer is going to come out ahead because he's going to get it for a cheaper price. If the discrepancy was more than a sixth, we say the customer has a right to make the sale null and void. He could demand back his money, but then he'll have to give back the chefetz. He can't hold on to the chefetz for the lower price. So the Mishnah introduces this din, and it says like this: Hoino, the amount of money which causes Hoino with the ability to nullify a sale, arba kesef me'esim v'arba kesef l'sela, 4 to 24. 4 to 24 is a sixth. Shtus l'mekach. What's this word l'sela? It means when the seller is worth 24, then 4 mois is 1/6. That's the amount of oino. The Mishnah adds another day. Like we just said, oino is not self-evident because Be'etzin there was a sale. Two parties were maskim to sell a certain chefetz. The price, the person who thought that the price was reasonable and really the price is too expensive or too low, okay, but there's no fooling as to what the mekach is. Therefore, it's only Gzeres HaKosuv. Chazal understand that this Gzeres HaKosuv is not open-ended. He can't go and get back, demand his rights months and months later. If it's a mekach tois, by the way, a car that was not up to quality that it was assumed to be, and it was sold, you could go and you can get back your money. There's no statute of limitations on that. Masha'in came over here by a oino, since exes hakosuv, Chazal give it a certain time frame. Ad kedei sheyare letagor oy lekroivoy. He has enough time that he could show it to price it by a similar merchant or somebody who knows that type of thing. Now, if a person doesn't have nearby, he's in a desert, so he doesn't have a tiger crow, the time is going to be more. If he lives in a busy town, there's five other possibilities, so then the time is going to be very short. Hoyru Reb Tarfin Balud, this is a famous mission, it's called the Sugya of Tagre Lud. Reb Tarfin was mechadish in the city of Lud that this shear, this amount of oino, hoino shmoyne kesef lesela. When I know is when the sella is 24, like we said before, it's 8. 8 out of 24 is a third. So who does that favor? Shlish lemekach v'somchu tagre lud. Until the discrepancy is a full third, which is an exaggeratedly high price, the sellers of Lud, who it seems they were sharp, savvy businessmen, and they would overprice, so they didn't want that the price should be a sixth, they want the price should be a third. So the Mishnah should say somebody is doing something wrong. And v'somchun, the Mishnah quotes it. Om Elohem, the Tarfin said, okay, you want to go with my Shita? You're so happy about that? Let me present you with something else that I hold. I hold that the Shiv Achiyar the Taga, the statute of limitations is wrong. You don't have to offer in Shas, where they spoke out the Kula and the Chumra in this din of Reb Tarfin. Now, are these two dinim l'shitosoi? The Pashas in the Mishnah is he's saying two sides of the same coin, but there's no reason in Svara why the two should be related. Seemingly, they're two random dinim that he happens to hold one l'kula, one l'chumra over the Shita the Chacham. Mishnah Dal, Echad alekech ve'echad amoicher, yesh lamano. Like we pointed out, oino, normally the case we would think of somebody who's conniving, scheming, is the seller who takes advantage of a naive customer. In actuality, the din over here was the din deraisa of oino that protects a wrong party, is both on lekech, both on the moicher. True, it's more often by a moicher ripping off a lekech, but it could work the other way too. Kishem sho'ino lehedyit, kach ho'ino letagor. The same way there's ho'ino by a regular person walking to a store and he's taken advantage of, he's by an unscrupulous storekeeper. There's also ho'ino also when it comes to a tagor. A tagor, like we had in the Mishnah before, are sharp businessmen. The Pashtus, the way you'd read the Mishnah, is that the Tanakhama is saying that it happened to be B'mikra, the Tagger, who's normally sharp and savvy, shouldn't get ripped off. He was. Kasha v'maisim. Yehuda, kilu holds in another Tagger. Tough luck if he's a shlomazel. He should know better. He has an education. That's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara explains that we're talking over here when we say a Tagger, we're not talking about somebody that's just too sharp. We're talking about somebody who buys and sells very quickly. He doesn't just buy and he has a store. He bought wholesale and now he sells as much as he can retail. We're talking about a guy who's constantly buying and selling from different customers. The Bederech Klal is that he's so sharp on the prices that there's no way that it slipped by his notice unless he was Takam Eichel. For whatever reason, he decided it's worth a quick turnover and it's not worth worrying about the price. So, yeah, he doesn't care. And that's the Machlokes. Tanakhama says we can't assume that. Reb Yehuda says we have no right to assume that he wasn't Eichel. If I can't, the burden of proof would be on him and the assumption is that he was Eichel. Misha Hutl Olov, the one who was Nisana, the one who was the victim, Yodei Al Hayyana. Rotza, if he wants, Oymal Oytein Li Moisai, he could say, give me back my money. Oytein Li Masha Nisani. Either give me back the money that I paid, and of course then the sale is null and void. We're talking here where the customer was ripped off, the regular case. So he says, give me back my money, that's it. I don't want it for that price. Or he says, Ten Li Masha Nisani. Give me the Dmei Oino and the Mekach is Kayim. That means if the discrepancy was, let's say, a fifth, instead of 100, the storekeeper charged him 120. The customer could say, listen, either give me back my whole 120, I don't want to do business with you. Or he could say, give me back the 20 of the Dmei Oino, and we'll keep the price at 100. Now, we already spoke out in Akuda, which seemingly is Mavuan not that way in this Mishnah. What we explained is that there's a different attitude or a different din, Legabe the Nisana, of less than a six, where we look at it as just, okay, that's business, there's Mechila, that's within the realm of normal, and exactly a sixth, he could get back the money, more than a sixth, he can be Matal Lamekach. Over here, the Mishnah is clearly providing the Nisan of the victim with a choice of two. Either he could take back his money, or he could just walk away from the whole day, I don't want to do business with you. This Lamaisa in the Gemara over here is the Shita of Rav Yehuda HaNasi. Lamaisa, the Halacha, is the way we said it, because that the Brisa says B'Shem Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson is Chalik of Yehuda HaNasi, he holds that there's no choice. He gets back the money if it's exactly a sixth. If it's more than a sixth, then he's Mevatel Mekach. But not there's a choice that the Nisana has of either one.